You're listening to the KB Podcast Network.
Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody. Michael McIntyre, your humble host here at the Next Level Podcast at McIntyre. And we're excited today because we have brother Daniel David as our guest. And Daniel David was born and brought up in the Hindu family following the rituals of Hinduism. Jesus touched him and healed him at the age of 15. I love that. When doctors gave up on him as medicines could not cure him. I want to go more into that. Then he started preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ on streets, the houses, the churches, open-air crusades. And by the grace of God, he has been able to travel 20 different states in India and 38 nations around the world. And God has anointed him with gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially healing and prophecy. In the fivefold ministry, he stands as the evangelist and prophet. His passion and cry for souls is unmatched. He has completed 29 years in the ministry, and he's the most sought-after man of God in India and many nations. He has received an honorary doctorate for serving God for more than 20 years. He's also ordained and honored an apostle. Our good friends, Joey and Travis Bird, who recommended this man. He came into town. He's staying with them. And I said, I got to get this cat on our Next Level Podcast because he is next level. So, brother, welcome to the Next Level Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you, brother, for having me.
Well, we're honored to have you here. I understand you came in and you did some ministry work. And so let me ask you this. I mean, I've talked to some people from India before when I was over at Upper Room, and there's some people that came in from India, and it's a massive country. And is it true that there's like 31,000 gods that they worship over there? Is that true?
Very true. It's 31,000. No, it's a millions.
Wow.
You can say millions. It's not thousands.
That's crazy.
Millions of God.
So, all right. So what I want, and I understand that you're also doing some work in China. Yes?
I'm connected with, and in this June, I'll be going to China.
I love that. Being bold in Christ, my man. All right. So tell me about your ministry and what's happening, because I think it's really cool and I want to hear all about it. You're going to Denver here pretty soon too. Yes?
Yes. I just finished my meetings in California, Santa Rosa. We had a very, very powerful time. The nations come together. It is different nations like Philippines, China, India, Africa, America. It's kind of the world was together under one roof. So that's why we call it every tribes, every countries, every nations, one church, one God.
Come on. All right. So my understanding, you've preached in front of hundreds of thousands of people, correct?
Yeah. My largest gathering was 400,000 people in one evening.
Man, that's Reinhard Bunke gatherings right there, brother.
We are praying and believing God for bringing 1 million in one evening. And it is possible. Like India, like country, we have more than 1.6 billion people right now.
Wow. That's amazing. and quite a few of them. So how many, there's a big Christian movement in India. Yes.
It's happening. It's happening. But still, I don't think so. We crossed 10%.
Wow. So there's
it is a lot more. Lot
so
more
the harvest is huge. Done. Yes.
Very much. Because when you compare the number, 1.6 billion people, just only 10%. Know Jesus, then just imagine.
Wow. All right. So that's crazy. I love the opportunity to bring those people. And are some of these, the people that are Hindu, do they see Jesus in the dreams kind of like the Muslim people do, or is it different?
It differs between each one. I come from a Hindu family.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus didn't appear to me in my dream. But I was sick and the doctors told me that I will die. And I was about to die. That's the time gospel was shared to me. And then I called the name of Jesus. I was healed instantly.
Come on.
So there is for me, it was healing brought me to Christ. There are some people really fought with God, saying, if you are a really true God, let me see you. Like example, there was a man who lived in India. God used him so mightily. You might be heard his name, Sadhu Sundar Singh.
Hmm.
He's a Singh background, but one day he was looking for a true light. Because the Singh people are seekers, the seekers of the light. And he was seeking the true light. All of a sudden, Jesus appeared in his room and said, I am the true light.
Wow.
So he had that kind of experience. I had a different experience. So God is visiting Hindus in a different way. Mostly I feel God is meeting them at the point of their need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God is touching them. People are sick. Suddenly they see the healing and they know the power of Jesus.
It's great. I love that. Okay. So, yeah. All right. And so China, can we talk about China?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to go over to Chaicom country, China's communist country. And
yes.
That's pretty cool. And so how do you preach in China? I mean, they've got some strict rules, do they not?
Okay. Okay, I think India also is the same for preaching, even though India is the democratic country,
mm-hmm.
but it's a Hindu-focused nation.
I got you.
So in India, it's a challenging to preach the gospel, even for Indians. It's not only for the foreigners. Foreigners, it looks so totally impossible right now. Legally, no foreigners can come to India and preach the gospel.
Wow.
Even for Indians like us, it is not so free. We are persecuted. We are restricted to preach the gospel. So I think even the China will be the same condition. So we need to see which way we can reach out because this is going to be the first time I'll be traveling in this coming June. So maybe after going and visiting personally.
Maybe we can interview you afterwards.
I can give you a lot of feedback on that.
We'll be praying for you, brother.
But India is not different than, I think, China. So okay. India, so every single day, some church has been persecuted. Every yes. single day, at least minimum one pastor is beaten in India.
Wow.
So it's become a very common.
Wow. Okay. So how do you see right now that, you know, there's a lot of things going on in this country, as you know, and all over the world. How do you see the movement of God right now? How do you see God moving in not only our, you know, in the church, but also in the politics? Do you witness any of this, brother? Do you see this, what's happening out there?
See, you ought to understand one thing. This is the time we ought to really be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be, see, sometimes we used to tell that be wise and speak wisely, behave wisely. I think sometimes it's okay to be wise, but it's not all the time. You can't be quiet all the time. Sometimes you have to be aggressive, like Elijah saying, come on, guys, how long you're going to be in two mind? You know, either the Lord is God, serve him, or Baal is God, serve him. I think ministries should rise up to that kind of standard.
Mm.
It's we know very sure Jesus is real. Right? We believe that. We believe his tomb is open, he's risen from the dead, he's alive today. Then why we should get scared?
Come on, preach
it. If the Jesus whom you're preaching is alive and true, as a preacher, why should you get scared to tell he's alive?
I love that.
I think that's where people say, like, you know, we have to be very, very wise and we should know how to talk or not to. I think that's good one side only, not every time. Sometimes you rise up and stand and say, like Peter and John, they say, rather obeying man, we will obey God. You know, that kind of, when you take, I believe very strongly, when you take aggressive steps for the Lord and God shows up.
Come on,
It's a history in the Bible. Any time when the saints of God stood up for the Lord, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they stood for the Lord. God showed up. Daniel stood for the Lord. God showed up. Moses stood for the Lord. God showed up. So when you stand for God, God will definitely show up. So when God can show up so powerfully, you don't need to be scary. You don't need to be like, you know, wondering what will happen if I open up my mouth. I'm telling you, open your mouth, then you'll see the power of God. Awesome. So that's where the church is lacking today, I feel. We are trying to, don't want to go aggressively, don't want to be very bold. Or we want to be balanced. We don't want to offend anyone. We want to be pleasing everyone. And I think that all things makes the body of Christ cool, chill. So Bible says you should not either, making a lukewarm actually. You know, the church has become lukewarm. So that's what my heart cry is. What I do naturally, it is when I preach the gospel, I don't only just preach the gospel. I see that whatever I preach, it has been demonstrated in the meeting. So I don't believe only speak and close the meeting with prayer. Whatever you speak, if you are talking about Jesus opened the blind eyes 2,000 years back, you could be able to open even today the blind eyes. You ought to preach like this. That's what I do. So whatever I say, it's what I practice, I'm talking.
I love it.
I'm not talking that I have decided 30 years back, this is my 30th year in the ministry. I decided that I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to talk that which I am not applied in my life. But anything I speak, that is what I practice.
So good.
So in my crusades, that's what I practice. So you have to be able to prove Jesus is the Lord through signs and wonders and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Just imagine, people want to put Peter and John into prison. Mm-hmm. But because there was a notable miracle, the lame walked, mm-hmm. which they cannot deny. Because of that, people supported them. These people couldn't arrest them, couldn't put them in prison permanently. So that's what I see in my ministry. So, example. I was preaching in our own city called Barampur, that is Orissa state, one of the very dry, spiritually persecuted state for Jesus. Suddenly, what happened? One father and daughter coming to the stage, crying and weeping. I stopped what I was doing. I asked them what happened, and they told this girl, born blind girl, and the whole town knows that she's a blind. And the father was the postmaster. He was working in a post office. So the small town, everybody knows that this man is a postman, master, and his daughter is blind. When people saw this miracle, just imagine 5,000 people, they were crying, literally weeping, because everybody knows this girl is blind. Everybody knows about this family, because 20 years they saw her blind. And when she says, today, first time I'm seeing Jesus.
Come on.
First time I could see everyone, the father nice crying. Daughter is crying. I was crying. The translator was crying. The worship team was crying. All the pastors on the stage, they were crying. People were crying. It was like the whole crowd, the ground was in weeping stage. See, after that, it became very easy for me to call the altar call.
So good.
How many want this Jesus? Oh my God. I can't forget that.
I think I love hearing this, and it really it's a beautiful story, and it's beautiful why that you got to witness that and watch the miracle happen, Daniel. And I think that, you know, we need more of that. And I get it. Yes. Once you see that, once you experience that, it's like you said, you know, if you're, you know, either be hot or cold, lukewarm, he doesn't want you. Right. And so I love that. And so let me ask you this. I mean, what you're saying is so true. The church needs to speak the truth. Yes. And we need to come out there and be bold in Christ, be bold in Jesus Christ. He's the risen Christ. So if you believe in the risen Christ,
only when you stand for him, when you take a stand, then you'll experience his power.
That's it. I love that. That's a good word. When you make a stand, you feel his power. Listen, that's a platinum nugget, listeners out there. That's right there from our pastor, Daniel David, who is on fire for Christ. And he stopped here in North Texas. And so I had to get him in here. All right, let me ask you this. Now, you've got a family. I see you've got a beautiful wife. Do you have children?
Yes. Yeah, I have one wife, two daughters.
Nice. Okay, I got three daughters, so I got you beat. Okay, and so you're a prophet. What do you see in what do you see out there? I mean, I know a lot of people prophesy, and I understand that. I know there's a lot of great prophets out there. What do you hear God telling you right now for this season? If you hear anything at all, Daniel.
Yes, I can hear. This is what I hear the Spirit of God telling. We are the generation, and this is the season. And I think maybe another 8 years, 7 to 8 years, it's going to be the massive move of God on this planet. I think this decade is so precious for the children of God. Anyone, it's not only the fivefold ministries. Anyone who can make use of this decade, they can be very fruitful, very fruitful. Because I don't think after 8 years, maybe that much freedom won't be there. As things are going to be different on this earth. But this decade, I strongly believe and I strongly see that God is going to move in an unusual way. I feel that you might be seeing when the COVID hit, the whole globe was spreaded. What the Bible says in the last days, when the glory of God comes, the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth. You know, before COVID, if it's speaking something that is covering the whole globe, it didn't make sense to anybody. But now we know if COVID can cover the whole earth, COVID didn't left even the small island on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no city, no nation was protected from the COVID.
It's true.
So if that could spread and cover the whole earth, and actually, when the COVID came, the Lord was telling, this is just a sign of what I'm going to do. COVID was not the end. The knowledge of the glory of God is going to cover the earth.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
So this
yes,
is the
Lord.
Season. I'm telling you, people may say, brother, why don't you talk the sickness of what is going to come, the evil things, what is going to come. As a man of God, I always say, it is a natural thing for any child of God to understand. Because in the last days, there will be earthquake, there will be war, there will be disease, kind of all. I no need to prophesy this is going to happen because it's already written in the Bible, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The darkness covers the earth and more darkness, deeper darkness will cover the world. So things are going to worst for the world. For as a child of God, this is the best time. As a body of Christ, this is the season.
Come on.
I make people to say it in their mouth. We are the generation. This is the season taking the nations for Jesus.
Come on.
If anybody takes attempt and takes advantage of this season, I'm telling you, they can be very, very successful in the ministry. They could reach out thousands and millions for the glory of God. So don't worry what happens around you but we are great confident. The Lord very clearly said, when the darkness covers the earth, the light will shine upon you.
Amen.
And when everybody goes in recession, you get promotion.
Come on.
When every company goes down, your company having more branches. That's what it means. When the darkness covers the earth, the light of the Lord will shine upon you. As a child of God, this is for the exclusive message for the children of God. If you're really a child of God, accepted Jesus and walking in his ways, you fear nothing.
Come on.
You fear nothing because the glory of God is going to cover the earth, especially the knowledge of the glory of God.
Amen.
It's not just the glory, but the knowledge of the glory of God. That's one big subject about knowledge. What is the knowledge of the glory? It's something amazing. This is what's going to happen in another 8 years' time. It's one decade the Lord was talking when the COVID was there. I think it's already 2 years over now, another 8 years.
So, yeah. Daniel, let me ask you this. I look here. Are you going to Norway this May?
Yes, I'm going.
I love that. Okay, so where are you going to be at in Norway? Do you know?
Oslo.
Nice. So you're going to be preaching over in Norway. That's going to be exciting.
Yes, I will be in Switzerland from 8th to 15th. of yes. May, and then 16th I'm flying to Norway. From 17th I'm going to be there till 26th. Yeah,
I love it. So listen, I want people to be able to follow you. So his Instagram account is Daniel David, and yes. I want you guys to follow him and check him out. And do you have a website as well?
Yes, Daniel? It is danieldavid.org.
That's a good website, bro. DanielDavid.org. I love that, man. All right. So let's all get together and bless this man. He's a godly man. He's an amazing gentleman, a brother in Christ. And I love his, this guy, just take a look at his stuff, his profile, and he's got a Facebook account too. Daniel, I so appreciate you stopping and being on here. And I thank you to Travis and Joey. How long have you known Travis and Joey?
It's more than 4 or 5 years now.
They're
because
amazing.
Joy knows me from South Africa.
Okay. I got you.
I think it's many years now we know each other. And then Travis, maybe 4 or 5 years now. I think
yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I think you're amazing. I know you were out there in Plano yesterday preaching. And yes. I know you're going out to Denver. When are you headed to Denver?
I supposed to leave now. By now, I supposed to be in the plane. My flight got canceled today because of the weather.
That was a lucky thing for me.
I am able to be with you. Otherwise, by now, I would have been the headphone.
See, that God did this. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So
4 o'clock was my flight.
Okay. So you got flying out tomorrow then, possibly. Yes.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm flying out.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Daniel David, and thanks. God bless you. You're a true man of God. I love how you're showing up for God. And since you got saved when Jesus healed you in 16.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I just felt that strong healing anointing.
Yes.
And I just want to release those who are watching, whatever the sickness, disease, they're going to be healed right now. Father
yes.
God, as you've given me the authority and the anointing and the grace.
Yes.
I take it right away. And I pray for everyone who's praying for healing in their physical bodies.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I command sickness to leave their bodies right now.
Yes, Lord.
Because by your stripes, we all are healed.
Yes.
Let that healing manifest right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody, brother, they're going to watch. I don't know when you're going to telecast, but when they watch, they're going to watch with the spinal cord issues, and they're going to receive their healing.
Come on.
Will testify, and they will come. They will write to you. They will say that they are healed. Like, you know, I'm seeing a lot of healings are happening as I'm speaking to you right now, especially on the back, especially on the spinal, on the back. This kind of healings are happening right away for the glory of God in Jesus'
name. Yeshua.
Amen.
Yeah, sure. Come on, brother. Preach it, man. All right. So if you guys get some of you guys listening out there hearing or watching this, if you get healed, please let us know. And go check out Daniel David's Instagram account, Facebook, DanielDavid.org, and give him some blessing. Give him some love. And Daniel, we thank you so much, brother. Thank you for jumping through hoops and for being on the Next Level podcast, because you are next level, man. I appreciate
thank you,
it.
Sir.
All right,
thank
safe
you.
Travels to Denver and over to China. We're going to be praying for you in China, my man. And and when you get back from China, I want to secure another spot with you so we can hear how it went.
Sure.
Is that good?
We can do that. We can
all right.
do that. Sure,
all right.
Sure.
Oh,
thank
hey,
you.
Let me ask you one last thing. What
yes.
scripture are you sitting on right now? What would you say? What scripture would you tell everybody?
Joel chapter 2, 27, 26, 27, 28. Three things my people will never put to shame. And in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. And your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Come on. There it is. Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right, my man. Thank you so much. God bless
you,
brother. Safe travels. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Next Level Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share. For more resources to help you maintain your next level life, join our community at themichaelmcintyre.com.